The nurses, also known as APRNs, have been licensed to treat patients and prescribe medications independently since 1999. But there's been a catch. They can only do that after entering into a signed collaboration agreement with a medical doctor. Lyma Karosis is a professor at Quinnipiac who's been an APRN in Connecticut for 22 years. She says there are complex cases where she needs to work with a physician, but
I have seldom collaborated with the person whose signature is on my agreement. Most of the time, there is no physician where I practice, so it hasn't meant a lot for us, except that when you lose your collaborating physician, when you lose the person who signed the agreement, you're stuck, because technically your practice is now illegal.
Under the new proposal, certain APRNs can now practice without a doctor's written agreement. Carosa says it will increase access to health care.
So I think this allows APRNs in the state, after they've collaborated for 3 years or 2,000 hours, whichever is longer, to be able to open up a practice in an area where there's a need. And we have areas in the state that have tremendous needs in both primary care and mental health.
The Connecticut State Medical Society has criticized the bill, saying it provides little oversight to APRNs and that it will fragment care teams. The measure passed out of both the House and the Senate. Governor Daniel Malloy says he'll sign it when it reaches his desk. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.